Pepe Romero and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner, in Giuliani's Guitar Concerto No. 2. Coming up next is the Psalm of Thanksgiving for flute and guitar by American composer and guitarist Frederick Hand. Frederick Hand spoke about his approach to music composition.
When I'm writing music, you know, I'm trying to connect with the deepest part of me. It literally has to come from, but like the muse, you know, I have to feel that this is inspired, that I'm not just writing something that I've written before, or I don't accept that. And so it can be a laborious process, but that's okay. I'm up for it, because then when it does come, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
Thank you.
The Psalm of Thanksgiving by Fred Hand. He was the guitarist on that recording with flutist Jana Nelson. Scottish guitarist David Russell has enjoyed a long and successful performing and recording career. He also founded a charitable organization which builds wells for drinking water in Africa. In 2007, he spoke about his organization.
We finance people in Africa at the moment to make wells. We've made a load in Cameroon, I think there's one in Uganda, and just now we've got two or three being built in Congo through a Spanish charity, if you like. You know, in many of these towns, the women sometimes have to walk for maybe 8-10 miles with a bucket on their head, fill it up with water, and then walk 8-10 miles back, and then, you know, so that they can get some drinking water at home. It's, you know, in some places, it's not so easy. And a well is fairly simple to do, and it's not that expensive. And it costs us a couple of €1,000 approximately, a little bit less, a little bit more, depending on the place. So we can kind of aim at getting that, and it really can make a difference.
David Russell performing the Fandango from the Suite Castellana by Federico Moreno Choroba. This is music by Patrick Rue titled Come Un Tango. It's performed by the Canadian Guitar Quartet. Thank you. The Canadian Guitar Quartet performing Comme un Tango by Patrick Roux. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Christopher Parkening performing an arrangement of the Shaker hymn tune Simple Gifts. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring music of Thanksgiving, we've just heard Christopher Parkening performing a Shaker hymn tune titled Simple Gifts. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.